At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go there and register for my free instructional video tips. They go out 3 times a week. You'll get those and improve your game. You can also find out information about getting golf lessons from me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona, which has been going great. I love that I'm back teaching, coaching, having a blast. Got a lot of great students coming in. Most of them all listen to my podcast, so I appreciate that. Appreciate the support. Appreciate all of you guys listening. And it's always fun. It's always fun talking about golf. All right, my topic for today, there was an article in Golf Week that spurred me on here, and it has to do with the caddies and the whole caddy situation on the LIV Golf Tour and the differences between the LIV Golf Tour and the PGA Tour. And I've also heard coaches talk about this too. Claude Harmon, Butch's son, has talked about this. And he coaches Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, and I'm sure a few others. But he's talked about how great it is out on the LIV Golf Tour. And because I talk about this and say something, it doesn't mean like I hate the PGA Tour. Like, you know, people have accused me of that on my, you know, favorite place, Twitter. And it's not the case. I, you know, like I said to somebody the other day, I said, can't I like both? Can't I like watching the PGA Tour and like watching LIV Golf? Why does it have to be that, you know, it's got to be just one or the other? But I like to point out some of the differences, and this article like spurred me on to talk about this and to think about this, because you have to remember I coached on the PGA Tour for some 35 years. I've probably been to 600 tournaments on the PGA Tour, so I've seen a lot out there. I've heard a lot. I've coached over 200 players on the PGA Tour, different tours, and then the players will. you know, invariably they will and would, you know, complain about different things that they didn't like. But it's not like, it doesn't mean they didn't like the PGA Tour. It's just everybody has beefs at some point about how, you know, certain things are run. And, you know, players love their job. They love being a PGA Tour player. They love playing on tour. But there still were things that they would always question, and they would say, you know, why is this like this? Why couldn't it be like this? Or why do they have this rule? Or why do they have that? So that's just human nature. Everybody does. Caddies do the same thing. You know, coaches do the same thing. It doesn't mean that caddies don't feel fortunate on the PGA Tour to be out there in that atmosphere and have a job that's outside and be, you know, in many cases be making the kind of living that they're making. Doesn't mean they're not grateful, but it also doesn't mean that everything is just perfect and that, you know, you don't wonder why couldn't things be a little bit better. And some of the quotes that were in this article, I want to talk about. One of the people they quoted was Brooks Koepka. He's been quoted before. And one of the things that he's said is he's kind of on this subject that, you know, the players are happy, the caddies are happy, the coaches and the managers, they've all enjoyed, you know, the live golf experience. Okay, well, why is that? Why do they say that? They say that because there's certain things that they didn't enjoy about the way they were treated on the PGA Tour. And it doesn't mean they're treated bad. And people will say, well, you know, they made all this money and they should, you know, be thankful and grateful. And where did you get all this from? And where did all this come from? And I get it. But it doesn't mean that, you know, some competitor can't come along and do something a little different, a little bit better. And when they do, it catches people's attention. See, a lot of times things get done, and we all see it. I mean, everybody sees it. Things get done because that's just the way it's always been done. This is how they do it. This is, and they do it that way because they can get away with it, because they don't have to do it any other way. But when you have competition and people start doing things different and better and people take notice, then it forces change. And what that usually does is forces change for the better. That's just kind of what happens. So Brooks Koepka made the comment. He said, it's been fun to see a lot more smiles on people's faces. I think everyone's generally happy. Okay. Caddies, players, coaches, managers. It doesn't mean they weren't making a great living. Doesn't mean they didn't like the PGA Tour, but they're actually happier. And the reason they are is because things are a lot different. There's a lot different for the caddies. Koepka goes on to say, he says, I think the way there's food for the caddies and the way they're treated like human beings, I think that's nice as well, because I've seen both sides and not everybody has seen both sides. Well, I have seen both sides. I know what it's like. Caddies on the PGA Tour, you know, weren't allowed to go in player dining. They maybe had like a tent they could go to. I remember, you know, there were times when we'd have rain delays, and you'd have a rain delay, and the same thing for coaches. You know, you'd have a rain delay. Well, the reason they have a rain delay is because there's lightning. Because on the PGA Tour, you play in the rain. But if there's lightning in the area, you know, well, lightning is life-threatening. And where did the caddies go during a lightning storm? Well, where did the coaches go during a lightning storm? You just try to figure out your own way to get safe, because you aren't coming in the clubhouse because you don't have a frickin' pass. You got a pass, but your pass gets you on the grounds and it doesn't get you on in the clubhouse. So good luck. Hope you survive. You know, you're a coach, you're a caddy, and you just do the best you can to stay alive during this lightning storm here. You know, there might be a tent over there. I don't know what a tent's going to do for you in a lightning storm, you know, a tent that's held up by metal rods. But that was pretty much the way it was. Maybe you go find some food at a caddy tent if you're a caddy. I've caddied on the PGA Tour. I caddied for Mark O'Meara and quite a few events. So I know, but I was a Mark's friend and coach. So he would take care of me, and he would just say, you know, Hank, come with me, or, you know, he'd just walk me in and say he's with me, and, you know, hope nobody'd say anything. So there were times when, as a coach or a caddy, I went with Mark O'Meara, and I got in, and he just kind of, you know, bullied his way past a security guard and said, he's coming in with me. And there were other times where I just felt so uncomfortable. I said, Mark, I'll just meet you outside. It's no big deal. Don't worry about it. Because they would give him a hard time at the door and wouldn't let me in. And I'd say, hey, it's all right. You know, I'll be waiting for you when you get done. And I'd sit outside and wait for him. You know, here I am, his coach, his, you know, friend, his caddy at the, you know, maybe for a week or two. And you know, I can't even go in and sit down with them in an empty room and have a sandwich or go in a clubhouse and order something. Is that right? Well, so I don't think that's right. I don't think it's good. I mean, I understand they have to have rules, but they've changed it on Live Golf. And that's what Koepka's saying when he says, you know, if you feel like they're getting treated, you know, like human beings. And there's a big difference, especially for the caddies. I mean, a real big difference in the way they're getting treated on Live Golf versus other tours. And of course, Live Golf is trying to do that. They're trying to get everybody to say as many positive things as they can about the thing. And of course, that's positive, you know, feedback from their tour. So in this article, one of the players they quoted was Austin Johnson, Dustin's brother. Now he self-proclaimed. He said this. He said, "I'm the most spoiled caddy there is." What does that mean? That means that he's Dustin's brother. So Dustin's going to get him in as much as he can, anywhere he can. He's going to fly on the plane everywhere he goes with Dustin. He doesn't go, you know, figuring out how to get there. He doesn't have to figure out, you know, what plane to take or get a rental car or get an Uber or whatever. He's going with Dustin. So he is the most, you know, and everywhere Dustin goes in the meantime, you know, because I used to see Austin all the time at all the Discovery properties, which, you know, I was lucky enough to be a member at some of them. And Dustin was there. He'd be at, you know, Cabo, he'd be at El Dorado, he'd be down at Gaza Ranch up in Coeur d'Alene. I mean, I saw him in a lot of different places, and a lot of times, you know, Austin was there with him. So yeah, he is the most spoiled caddy there. But he should be. You know, his brother's a great player, and it's his brother, and he takes care of him, and it's the way it should be. But you know what? All the caddies should be. They're part of the player's team. A player has a caddy, and almost every one of them has a coach. Some of them have mental game coaches. Some of them have like physical, you know, coaches. So a short game coach. I mean, you know, there might be quite a few people on the player's team. The way it worked on the PGA Tour is you had to, every year you had to get a card, like a special card, PGA Tour card, and you had to have the player sign for you and say, okay, yes, Hank Haney is my coach. And then they would give you your card, and then you'd get your card and you get a note with your card when I was coached on tour. And it would say, it would basically tell you everything you couldn't do. Because you couldn't do shit, okay? But it would make sure you knew what you couldn't do. You know, like you can't go here, you can't go here, you can't go here. Don't ever go here. Don't think about going here. You're not going to the clubhouse. You're not going to the locker room. You're not parking here. You're not parking there. You're not allowed inside the ropes. You know, it's just, you can go on the range, but, you know, don't stand here, don't stand there. I mean, it's just the whole thing, you know, it's just like unbelievable. But that's the way it was. And now when these players have gotten over to LIV Golf, like things are like totally, totally different. So Austin Johnson, so he said, you feel more included. He said the little stuff, like just being able to go into the players' dining room and eat. And he said, and my wife can go in there and hang out. And she can go in their Club 54, which is their special club. For, I mean, they're never like any club that was at the PGA or, you know, special area at the PGA Tour event. You couldn't get in there if you're a player or if you're a coach or a caddy. No chance. You know, go show your card and get in the, 17th hole or 16th hole pavilion at the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Good luck on that. Yeah, you ain't getting in there. No freaking way are you getting in there. A LIV Golf Tour, you're a coach, you're a caddy, you're getting in anywhere. That's where you're getting. You're getting in anywhere. Get a little air conditioning, get a little out of the rain, get a little out of the lightning. You're getting in there. Yeah, I get in on a PGA Tour. Not happening. So Austin Johnson, commented on that. He says but he also, he said that the PGA Tour was great to us. It was a great place to work. But he said LIV Golf is just a better quality of work for the caddies. It is. And it's just, and that has made an impression. I'll tell you what. Everybody knows why everybody went to LIV Golf. They went there for the money. But they didn't go for there just for the money. They went there for the money and better working conditions. It just is. It's better for the caddies. It's better for the wives. It's better for the coaches. It's better. That's the difference. And they quoted a few people in this article, the fact that all these things are covered: travel, hotels, shuttles, food. It's all covered by the LIV Tour. The other tours, those caddies, their expenses comes right out of their pocket. And if the player misses a cut, you pretty much leave an empty handed. All you got was your weekly salary, covered your expenses. How does a caddy? Like in that kind of situation, and a lot of them make a ton of money, but there's a lot of them that don't. They're caddying for a player that, is missing a bunch of cuts, and they're just getting a weekly salary. They're just getting by hoping sometime this guy plays good. How do you, that's not a great life. It's a lot of travel. It's a lot of work. You don't know if you're ever going to make any money. You're hoping you're going to hit the pot at the end of the rainbow. But LIV Golf, there's no cut. So everybody's getting paid. You miss the cut, you're still getting paid. You're not going to make as much, but you're still getting paid. You're still able to pay your bills and stuff. It takes the pressure off players. It takes the pressure off the caddies. And people should say, well, you should earn everything you get. That's the great thing about the PGA Tour. You earn everything you get. I saw Rocco Mediate talking the other day in an interview. And he was like, we earn everything we get. And then he goes, well, this is our reward. Now he's talking about the Champions Tour. You don't earn everything you get on the Champions Tour. The Champions Tour is no cut. Everybody gets paid. I don't get paid a lot if you finish last, but everybody gets paid. Oh, but he said, well, this is our reward. But on the PGA Tour, you earn everything you get. But on the Champions Tour, it's our reward. We're rewarded for playing all the years on the PGA Tour. So we get paid even when we don't have a cut, and everybody gets paid. So that kind of hypocrisy drives me crazy. It's just like what you said it wasn't. The Champions Tour is different than the PGA Tour. Come on. When people say stuff like that, I'm like, do you realize you're talking out of both sides of your mouth right now? I don't get it. So one of the other things they talked about why they like this LIV Golf, and they've gotten criticized for their shotgun start, but there's a lot of good things about the shotgun start. There's some bad things. You could have the tournament come down to the end and you got guys finishing all over the place. So far it's happened where they're kind of always finishing on very close to the same hole or on the same hole. And it worked out great at the team championship at Doral, where they had Cam Smith and Dustin Johnson on the last hole. But it could happen, and that's a negative. But one of the positive things is all the players are together. There's a lot more camaraderie. Everybody's making, you know, good money. They're all getting paid. And, you know, it's competitive. They all want to win. There's no doubt about that. They say that these players have worked harder and practiced more than they've ever practiced in their career because they're part of the team atmosphere and they don't want to let their teammates down. And they feel the pressure. I know Pat Perez said he's never practiced harder in his career than he's practiced being on LIV Golf. So this idea that people have that, oh, you know, you're not going to try as hard because you're automatically getting paid, you know, that's just not true. Because, you know, people want to justify what they got paid. They want to prove that they were worth it. They feel some loyalty to Greg Norman for giving them these great deals, and they want to you know, do the best that they can do. So the level of competition, even though there's not a cut, I don't see how that's lacking. I don't see how it's lacking. But the camaraderie on the tour, the players hanging out with their team. They see one another all the time. They tee off at the same time. They finish at the same time. They all eat at the same time. And it's an atmosphere that makes the players closer. And you can see it. You know, you see that the players on the PGA Tour are close when there's 12 of them playing in the President's Cup or when there's 12 of them playing in the Ryder Cup. But on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis, you know, you don't really see that. You see it on the LIV Golf Tour. They have a party on, you know, Wednesday or Thursday night before the tournament, and all the players get together. They finish together. They eat together. The whole thing is more conducive to that. And I think that's been a positive thing. A lot of the players have talked about it. They say the team aspect is their favorite part. Dustin Johnson said that. And of course, his favorite part's probably they made signed for $125 million or whatever, and it's made $36 million. Guys had a pretty good year right there. Oh my God, it's crazy. But he loves the team atmosphere. They got team dinners. They hang out together. Sometimes they all travel together, and it's just a lot more of a fun atmosphere. You know, I think that whole thing has fostered a more camaraderie, and I think that's a good thing. Back to the caddy situation. Here's a quote from Austin Johnson. He said, "Pat Perez's caddy. He worked a few years out on tour where he might not have even broken even. You know, this caddy's name Mike Hartford." Flying around the world 30 weeks a year, sharing hotels, sharing rental cars, sharing pizzas, working your ass off and losing money. That shouldn't happen. You know, I mean, a guy makes a PGA Tour. He ought to not have to do that. And his caddy ought to, like, have a real job. I mean, there's plenty of money on the PGA Tour. I mean, for players and caddies to lose money after you get your car. Now they're changing that. You know, you get the guaranteed money. You know, they said you no guaranteed money, but you get the guaranteed money. Now they're giving like $500,000 if you get on the tour, which was, that's a good change. And where did that change come about, by the way? That change came about from LIV Golf. If it wasn't for LIV Golf, that change wouldn't have happened. But this has been a whole lifetime, like, changing thing for the players, for the caddies, the LIV Golf. They all say the same thing. They feel like they're more part of the team. Hotel, travel, airlines, everything all taken care of. And the players that are on LIV Golf are so excited to be on LIV Golf. It's crazy. You know, it's like, does Cameron Smith, like, really need, you know, to get a free dinner or a free hotel room or a free travel? Does he really need? No, I'm not. No, he doesn't. But does he like it? Does he enjoy it? I mentioned the Discovery Land properties when I was talking. I'll give you an example. I was talking about the Discovery Land properties, which are the greatest resorts, golf courses, housing development that in the world, the best. I mean, absolutely the best. I've been lucky enough to be members at quite a few of them and go to all of them. Mike Meltman, who owns Discovery Land, is a good friend of mine. I've been everywhere with him. El Dorado is the golf course down in Cabo that there's 30 billionaires that are members at El Dorado. Might be more than that by now. But that's what it was a couple of years. That's crazy. I mean, it's just so much wealth. And the thing people love about El Dorado, this is what's crazy, is they have these comfort stations. And on the golf course, this is like the number one thing that they love about these Discovery Land properties. They have these comfort stations. So on the golf course, every six holes, every three hole, whatever it is, there's at least three or four of them on every course. You got a bunch of free stuff. Like you go into one comfort station, they got it's first of all, they all have open bar, every drink you could imagine. But then they've got like one station, comfort station might have, hot dogs, with all the fixings on there. Okay. Another one might have sundaes, everything you could put on a sundae. Another one might have, popcorn. Well, they've all got different stuff, but it's so much stuff. Like if you're like a kid in a candy store, there's so much stuff and it's free. It's no charge. Now it's not really free because the cheapest house on the property is $3.5 million and the membership's $500,000 and the dues are whatever. So there's nothing free about it, but it's amazing how people just love free stuff, So no matter how much you're getting paid on this Live Golf or whatever, the fact that you're getting a free dinner or a free hotel or a free air flight or whatever, people like it. You look at people like that when they get a free T-shirt or a free hat, they're like, oh man, that's cool. I just got, it's not like they can't afford to buy it. But they still like getting free stuff. People like getting free stuff when somebody gives them something, and they've kind of tapped into that on this Live Golf thing. They realize that wow, we can do some stuff that doesn't cost a lot, that really makes these players and caddies and coaches and, wives, which, by the way, wives talk to husbands, and when the wife loves the food and the hospitality center, it makes her think more positively about, where you are. And that is one of the things that has been really positive about this whole Live Golf thing. And I can tell you, players are dying to get out there. I don't care what you read or hear or whatever. I'm just telling you. And players like hear everything that's going on out there. And there's a lot of players that think, man, I wish I could be out there. I guarantee you. They might not be top 10 players, although I guarantee you there's some more coming. You watch before the end of the year. There'll be more top 10, top 15 players. You can take that to the bank. They're not done. But if you don't think those players that are in the top 50, top 100 in the world, or whatever the world golf ranking means now, but if you don't think some of these players in the top, you don't think those players don't wish they could be on Live Golf Tour, you are out of your mind. 100% they do. Absolutely. You don't think those caddies that are caddying for other players aren't envious of every caddy on the Live Golf Tour? Austin Johnson said, out of my dozen or so friends, closest caddy friends on tour, half of them are doing everything they can to find a way to live. To a lot of us, it's an opportunity we can't afford to pass up. And that's just the fact. And what's going to happen, though, is everything is going to improve on the PGA Tour. Their hospitality is going to get better for the players, for the caddies, for the coaches, for the families. The access is going to get better. Everything's going to improve. It's already improved. They're getting now. They're getting $500,000 minimum just for being on the PGA Tour. It's already improved. $200 million more in purses. Where'd all this come from? Because of competition and because of LIV Golf. And what's going to happen, and what has happened, is everything's getting better. LIV Golf has made everything get better. And I that's why I when people say, oh, this is bad for the game, it's tearing the game apart. It ain't bad for the players. It ain't bad for the coaches. I mean, I don't really know why it's tearing the game apart. I love watching the PGA Tour. I love watching LIV Golf. Why can't you like watching both? And how has it not helped everybody? The only one this has hurt is the people that are running the PGA Tour because it's forced their hand. And they want to do things the same way they've always done it. And that's not working now. You got to step it up. You got to do some of the things that they're doing to keep up with them. And you know what that's called? That's called competition. And at the end of the day, that's pretty darn good. I think it's good for everybody. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, remember to go to voodoopainrelief.com if you want to get a free sample of my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you've got the arthritis pain, it'll help you for sure. Or joint pain, muscle soreness, whatever it is. Voodoopainrelief.com. You can go there and check it out. And I will talk to everybody soon on the Hank Any Podcast. Hope you have a great day.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.